Indeed, no truer words have been said. That video is spot on. They are our heroes, and they will not be forgotten. And so today, and really every day, but today especially, we thank all of those who have served in our military, for those who have sacrificed for their country, for those who are willing to give up everything for us, for you, for me, for our freedom, for our country. Thank you. And that's what Memorial Day is. See, Memorial Day is not just a three-day weekend to grill hot dogs, but is rather to look back and to honor and to thank those who have gone before us. But today what we are doing is we are continuing in our series of No Fear. And I think that this is huge. This is important of speaking on this subject on Memorial Day weekend, because we can think about those who have served our country. Many were put into very, very difficult, trying situations, very fearful situations, and yet, what did they do? They rose above the fear. And so I think that especially on Memorial Day, we can learn, we have a lot to learn from our veterans, from those who have served, for those who have gone before us. There's a lot that we can learn about giving it all, being willing to sacrifice, and to overcome our fear. Today, especially though, we're going to be looking at the fear of failure. Now, the fear of failure is a pretty interesting one because, well, there have been times in your life and times in my life where we have not always succeeded. Things have not gone according to plan. And so the thing with the fear of failure is that what it does is it actually paralyzes us. It actually creates us to become stuck where we're unable to move forward in life. And the fear of failure, here's the thing about the fear of failure, is that sometimes you don't even know that you have it. Here's what I mean. You don't necessarily go up to someone and introduce yourself. Hi, my name is Mike, and I have the fear of failure. Usually, you don't do that. Instead, what it is, it's something that can just be in your subconscious. It can be in buried deep below in the back of your mind. And then you may not even realize that you have this until you're about to do something new. You're about to do something bold, something difficult, something courageous. And the reason why you're going to do this is because God is calling you. God has a purpose for you in your life. And so if you're going to live up to that calling, if you're going to serve him, that means sometimes that he's going to take you on a new adventure. Sometimes that's calling you to do something difficult. And right when you're about to do it, maybe it's something like, I don't know, a career change, starting a new business. It could be asking for that promotion at work. It could be, if you're in high school, it could be trying out for the basketball team. If you're dating someone, it's to ask them to marry you. And right before you're about to do that, right before you're about to go into the interview, or you're just about to make that switch, right before you do that, you hear this little whisper, you hear this little voice that comes up and says, nah, there is no way that I'm going to get this. I'm going to be passed up for this promotion. She's going to say no. The basketball coach is going to look at me and say, no way. And then what you do at that point is you step back and you lower your head and just say, well, why even try? Because it's that fear. And that is the fear of failure. This idea that certainly rejection, certainly having to the thought of a business not succeeding and having to declare bankruptcy is scary. And it's also painful to actually go through something like that. And whenever we go through these things, they get buried in us. And this little whisper comes up right when we're about to live up to God's calling in our life. And so it's easier sometimes just to say, nah, forget it. There's no way that I'm going to get this, and I'm just not even going to try. And that's the fear of failure. So the question is, well, how do we get unstuck? How do we get past this fear of failure to be able to live up to God's calling, to be able to do the things that he is asking us to do, to be able to live for our purpose? And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to give you four things today that we can take. These are little things that we can apply. And if you do these things, then you can get unstuck and go past the fear of failure. Fear comes whenever we don't have control over a situation. And this is true. Like if you're going to be brave and courageous and ask your girlfriend to marry you, then ultimately you cannot control that outcome. It is up to her, right? Also, if you are starting a new business, then there are certain business practices you can and should do, but ultimately you cannot 100% guarantee success. And that's where fear comes from. But fear dissipates whenever we stop looking within ourselves for all the solutions and rather looking to God. After all, God is the God of the universe. He created everything. He is in control. And so who better to turn to whenever we experience fear? So I'm just going to give you this question. What can bringing God into your life moment by moment accomplish? Think about that. How would your life be different? How would your life change? Would you be less stressed? Would you be less fearful in your decision-making if you brought God into your life moment by moment? What would that accomplish? So as I pose this, I want to give you four things that is from God's word that is going to help us overcome the fear of failure. So the first one here is remember that everybody fails. Remember that everybody fails. So congratulations. If you have made a mistake, and I know that I certainly have, then guess what? Welcome to the human race. In fact, the Bible even says this from James 3:2. It says, we all stumble in many ways. See, we all have failures in our past, and we're also going to have many more that we're going to make in the future. The bottom line here is that nobody is perfect. Think of it this way. The best batting average in the entire MLB is Ty Cobb, you know, back when he was with the Detroit Tigers when they were actually good. But here's his batting record. It is .3664. In other words, here's what this means. It means that 6 out of every 10 times that he goes to bat, he actually walks back to the dugout. Think about that. 6 out of every 10, he has to go back to the dugout. And he holds the record for the best of all of MLB. See, here's the thing. The first thing we have to do is that we have to let go of this idea that you have to be perfect. So the second thing here is to realize that, hey, it is not fatal. You know, it's amazing at how so many times we exaggerate the effects of failure. We completely blow them out of proportion. Proverbs 24:16 says, no matter how often an honest man fails, he always gets up again. I mean, circle that, highlight that. If you're using an iPad to take notes, make sure that you save this one. No matter how often an honest man fails, he always stops? No, he always gets back up again. So it turns out that successful people are not just people who never fail, but it's rather those who are willing to try again. So here's our action step. Here's what we need to do for this bullet point. We need to redefine the word failure. See, failure is not reaching your goal, but rather failure is not setting a goal. Failure is not achieving your dream, but rather failure is now not having a dream. It's not becoming the person who God has called you to be and what God has called you to do. So then our third point here is to recognize the benefits. See, benefits, what are you talking about? Well, here's the thing. We often think of failure as a negative experience. And at times, yes, it can be painful, but wise people know how to take advantage of failure. Let me show you two ways that God can use failure. So the first way is that God uses failure to educate me. To educate me. See, think of it this way. Since we all make mistakes, well, why not learn from them? See, failure is actually an opportunity to grow and hopefully not repeat the same mistake. Proverbs 28:13 says, "A man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful." Now notice that mistakes and success are in the same sentence here. You know what, St. Mark, I have to say that we've done more things that don't work than things that do work. And that's actually okay, because what it shows is, it shows that we are not afraid of failing around here. We're not afraid of trying, of reaching out to those who need hope and who need Jesus. We're going to try any and every which way. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to allow the fear of failure to paralyze us, to inhibit us, to get us stuck. And that's okay, because we can grow from our mistakes. There's several things that we have done that we have learned from. We are learners. We are growing from those. And really, that's what we encourage everyone around here, our staff, our volunteers, to try. And then to, if you make mistakes, learn from them, grow from them. So the second way that God uses failure is to motivate me. That's right, to motivate us. Proverbs 20:30 says this, "Sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways." See, people make changes in their life, not whenever they are comfortable, but rather whenever they are uncomfortable. But here's the thing, failures can actually be transformational in your life. It can actually help motivate you to begin that new chapter. There's actually a story in the Bible that demonstrates this. It's from 1 Kings 17. And we have this prophet, his name is Elijah. And God is protecting and providing for Elijah by telling him to go to this brook. And when he's at this brook, this river here, it's filled with water. So he has lots of water to drink. And then for food, this is how amazing God is. He actually has ravens come and deliver food for Elijah. Comfy life, isn't it? He's got the brook full of water. He's got birds bringing him food. But here's the thing. Now God wanted him, when he was done with his purpose there, he wanted Elijah to move. He wanted Elijah to go to another place. And so you know what God did? God caused a drought and the brook dried up. All of a sudden, it wasn't so comfy to stay there anymore. And God is calling, God is commanding Elijah to now go. And part of that is he helps motivate him by not having any water to drink. So here's the thing, is that sometimes failures can be painful. They can be difficult. But they can also motivate us to the next chapter, to change, to finally make, to have the courage to do the things that God is calling us to do. So then our fourth and our final point here today is to relax in God's grace. That's right, to relax in God's grace. See, here's the thing. God is not surprised with our failures. There's nothing that we could ever do to surprise him. And yet, God loves us unconditionally. And that's what grace is. Grace is unconditional, undeserved love. And God can give us that. And we need to receive that. See, we often live in this performance-based culture where we attach value to how well you perform. And so really, we have this thought that, well, if I fail, then I'm worth nothing. I'm useless. But what we need to learn from God and his word here is that for God, even if you fail, then you are still valuable. Even if you fail, you are still loved. So really the central message of the Bible here is that God loves you, not for who you are, but for who he is. Not because of what you've done, but rather because of what he has done. It's this grace, this undeserved love. So we can rest in God's arms and God's grace. See, we can go to him whenever we're afraid, whenever we're stressed, whenever we're anxious. See, we can go to him even whenever we've completely blown it. And God will show us this grace. So remember, relax in God's grace. So we started with this opening question. What can bringing God into your life moment by moment accomplish? See, what if with every decision in your life, what if every moment in your life, the ups, the downs, the successes, the failures, what can bringing God into those moments accomplish in your life? See, if you place your trust in Jesus, then you can rely on him for comfort and for security. See, one of my favorite examples of this in the Bible is David. Before he became king, faced many fearful situations. I mean, we're talking, he was confronted one time, he was walking and there was a lion. And he even talked about a bear that he had to kill with his bare hands. And then he goes up against a Philistine giant named Goliath. And yet he faces all these fearful, difficult situations. He faces them with faith. It's faith over fear. And what David shows us here is that by trusting in God, by relying on him, that he and we too, as a result, can overcome these really fearful and difficult situations. And because of Jesus, God can take away our guilt and our regrets. It's amazing whenever I talk to people who have this sense of guilt and shame from something that they have done maybe even years or decades ago, and they're still carrying it with them today. But you see, through Jesus, if we trust, if we believe, then we receive God's grace and we can relax in his grace, then God can take away our guilt. See, being a Christian does not mean that you have a mistake-free life, but rather it's a guilt-free life, a life where you don't have to be afraid to fail. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for the cross, where you suffered, you bled, you died on it, but you took all of our failures, our past mistakes, the things that we have done that were wrong, our regrets, and they were nailed to you. And because of that, today, we get to experience forgiveness. We get to experience freedom from the bondage of our sins. So we thank you so much for that. And we pray as well, Lord, that as we go into our week, as we go into our workplaces, or for those of us working from home, for those of us who are our children and now are experiencing the beginning of summer, as we go into all these things, Lord, remove from us the fear of failure. Help us to be able to get unstuck and to move on, to continue to try, Lord, to continue to press on, to be and to do the things that you have called us to be and to do. And so, Lord, we pray that you give us that strength. And all God's people said, amen. And now may you go with this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen.